Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, at least eight people injured after a shootout in front of a Tennessee hospital's emergency room early this morning. Memphis police called out to Methodist North Hospital. Just after midnight, hospital on lockdown, streets have been closed in that area. Two, the idea of taking a train from Detroit to Traverse City is gaining momentum. The Northern Michigan Rail Project has now received $3.3 million from the state and federal governments for planning, which will be done over the next 18 months. If all goes well, the line could be up and running in around 5 years, but with rail projects, I never hold my breath. And number three, President Biden is slated to sign the so-called Inflation Reduction Act into law later on today. Democrats pushed the bill through the House late last week, days after it narrowly passed the Senate. Of course, we know there's nothing in the bill that actually will fight inflation, but it will hit you in the pocketbook. And that's where we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show here. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve all across the great state of Michigan. I am here at Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, where I serve as lecturer in journalism. And I also am the general manager of the student radio station here on campus. You'll also hear me hosting the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations on the weekend, the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, and Political Beats, where we talk with my co-host and I, talk with guests from around the world of politics about nothing political whatsoever ever, but only our guests' favorite band or artist. We take a deep dive into their musical catalog. You can find that at nationalreview.com on the podcast tab or wherever you find fine podcasts. Or if you really want to support us, patreon.com/politicalbeats is where to find that. I am most active on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. You can find the show, stevegruber.com, for exclusive content, giveaways, and much more, including podcasts after the show is over. And it's on Twitter, too, at Steve Gruber Show. I'm with you all week as Steve has the rest of the week off. I'll take you all the way into the weekend. Steve back on Monday. It seems to be a vacation week. I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of people in the media off this week. Kind of the last full week of summer before school is back in session for many younger children, and also for many, well, all of our students here at Hillsdale are back this weekend. They move back in. We start classes Wednesday of next week, so people are, you know, taking that last gasp of summer and getting things together. One of the things that we do here at Hillsdale is focus on, well, education, of course, not just for our college students, but for K-12 students across the country, through charter schools, through our classical education efforts, through Hillsdale K-12. And if you've not been there before, I invite you to check out k12.hillsdale.edu. And that's a site for our American classical education, all of our efforts. There's curriculum there for the 1776 curriculum. There's classical education tips, not just for parents of students who are in a classical education environment, but also for homeschool parents, too, who need a little help or a little assistance, a little guidance. That can be found at k12.hillsdale.edu. There's all sorts of information about our charter schools, the charter schools that we assist across the country. It's all there, k12.hillsdale.edu. I invite you to check it out. And, of course, we're asked occasionally, you know, why do you focus on that? Why are you so involved in not just college education, but K-12 education? And it's because we think it's very important to help those students as well. And, you know, all of our curriculum items are available free to these schools across the country who wish to use them. So k12.hillsdale.edu, we think it's incredibly important for Hillsdale to be involved in K-12 education. Why? Well, here's a couple of stories that might give you an indication about why that's so important. First, up to Minneapolis, in a story that is so outrageous, it seems to be fake on its face or phony on its face. But no, it appears to be true. A new contract between Minneapolis Public Schools and the local teachers union there mandates that white teachers must be fired first when any kind of staff downsizing is initiated. Quoting here, the agreement says, starting with the spring 2023 budget tie-out cycle, if accessing a teacher who is a member of a population underrepresented among licensed teachers in the site, the district shall access, fire, the next least senior teacher who is not a member of an underrepresented population. Minority teachers may be exempted from district-wide layoffs outside seniority order and will also be given priority during reinstatement. In addition, teachers at 15 racially isolated schools, says the agreement, with the greatest concentration of poverty, will also be protected from layoffs. This, as you might imagine, is being called unconstitutional on its face. The teachers' union, though, sticking to its guns. Edward Barlow, who's on the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers Executive Board, told the Star Tribune there, quote, "It can be a national model, and schools in other states are looking to emulate what we did. Even though it doesn't do everything that we wanted it to do, it's still a huge move forward for the retention of teachers of color." As of yet, no white administrators have volunteered to be among the first laid off in Minneapolis public schools. But I imagine, you must imagine, a court case is coming soon. This sounds unconstitutional on its face. That's in Minneapolis. Why is it important that Hillsdale's involved in K-12 education? Well, there's one reason. How about a second reason? We have the 1776 curriculum, which is available at k12.hillsdale.edu. In Virginia, changes could be on the way for how Virginia students are tested on history in public schools. Like what? Like no longer calling George Washington the father of our country. Every 7 years, the Virginia Department of Education reviews standards of learning tests and discusses and proposes changes. Two of the proposed changes to Virginia's history and social science standards of learning tests would eliminate calling George Washington the father of our country and calling James Madison the father of the Constitution. This is one of the items the new Virginia Board of Education is expected to discuss this week in Richmond. WJLA has the story. That's 7 News. The 9-member board is a mix of Terry McAuliffe, Ralph Northam, and Glenn Youngkin appointees. So Glenn Youngkin is the current governor, but the appointees on this board date back to Democratic governors Terry McAuliffe and Ralph Northam. 4 appointed by Democrats, including the president, 5 new board members appointed by Glenn Youngkin, a Republican. And there are quotes in here from former Northam Secretary of Education saying how great this change is going to be for students and for Virginia schools to no longer call George Washington the father of our country and no longer call James Madison the father of the Constitution. Again, these are reasons why we're involved. K12.hillsdale.edu. Coming up next, we'll get an update on more education matters. The Let MI Kids Learn petition drive across the state of Michigan. Talk that next. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.